Corwin.
Old men tend to forget their past, to forget what really happened. But now and then their memory is jogged by some event. In a story named Reunion by the Southern writer John William Corrington, age, youth, and recollection are brought together within the fading shadows of a bygone war. We begin in a minute from now.
What really counts to all of us is our children.
There was a princess, a lovely princess. What was her name?
This fall in San Francisco schools, they need a little extra help in learning how to count and read and write and draw and sing and grow up.
Thank you. Now I'm 4. Thank you.
You could help them. Be a school volunteer.
A liar. Are they in the jungle somewhere?
The only talent you need is a talent for loving kids. It only takes a day a week.
Be a school volunteer. Go to school right now. For more details, call 863-4680, extension 386. That's 863-4680, extension 386. San Francisco's kids are counting on you.
Up from Milledgeville, it had rained off and on, but the time we got to Pennsylvania, it was clear. It was early July, 1913. The first trip out of Georgia for Bedford and me, and the first trip out of the South for anybody in the family for a long time. Grandfather had been north one time before, but it had not been on a train, and he'd only been a few years older than me then.
I don't see how he sleeps like that.
When you get old, you sleep more. Doesn't matter where you are, you could sleep for 50 years, I guess.
How much longer?
Not long.
Grandpa, thought you were still asleep.
Been some. It comes and it goes. See those rises over there? Those humps?
Sure. I bet if it snowed, you could use a sled on them.
No, it'd be too rocky for that. They're called round tops. Little round top, big round top.
They look like they'd be fun to climb.
It might be if it was a cool day and nobody minded you climbing. We're almost there.
The station was up ahead at the end of a long curve of track. All around its edges, they'd hung red, white, and blue bunting. A United States flag was waving over the station peak. There was also a painted sign that read, "Welcome, Veterans." Under the eaves on our side, there was a little wooden plaque hanging down. It said, "Gettysburg."
Good afternoon, sir. Glad that you could join us.
Thank you, boy.
Thompson, welcoming committee. I hope you and your boys have a fine time. I'm sure you'll see a lot of your old friends here.
We hope so. Name's McKitchum.
What regiment?
I was with the...
Hold on, let me guess. I would say Tennessee Volunteers.
Georgia Militia. I was a private in General George E. Pickett's division.
Oh, great men. They were great men. Here's your badge, Private McKitchum. Your group is forming up over at the base of the hill there. And we have a special celebration planned for you people.
Thank you, boy. Come along, Bedford.
See you later.
I expect I'll be a rarity.
What do you mean, Grandpa?
A private. You can't hardly find a private soldier anymore. I understand there was an awful lot of promoting done after the war was over.
The people in town were nice. Mostly. They seemed to be real careful not to say anything that would slight the Southern soldiers. We met a man who'd been on General Meade's staff.
Yeah, it's cooler now.
Well, the sun's older.
Oh, it'll get warmer this afternoon.
Well, we can use all the warmth we can get.
I thought we'd given each other enough heat those last 3 days to last us the rest of our lives.
I expect so. I expect we were a little warmer than those who paid to stay out of the war or hid under the chicken house when a conscription officer came by.
That's true. That is true. Who are these fine boys?
These are my grandsons. This is Robert and this is Bedford.
Well, I expect the Robert is Robert E.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there wasn't a finer name on either side. If I had a grandson, I just might have risked it and named him the same.
Thank you, sir.
You an honest-to-God Yankee?
Watch what you say to the gentleman, Bedford.
Oh, that's quite all right. I take that title as an honor.
I expect so, sir. It's just that I'm not sure the boy intended it that way.
I never seen a Yankee before. Grandma said the last ones were run out of Georgia a long time ago.
Hush, 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 boy. I'm sorry for that, sir. My missus never held with the outcome of the war or what followed it. In the latter years, she talked a lot to the boys. She's over it now, I reckon.
I know. I suppose it'll take a while yet.
Yes, sir. Come along, Bedford.
Gentlemen.
After signing up at the encampment office and drinking lemonade, we walked around some. It was getting real hot with the sun standing high above us. And on all sides, as far as we could see, were long rows of army tents set up in orderly streets. One corner of the tent city, we found the place reserved for us.
I expected they'd be here now. They said 2nd of July for sure.
True, Grandpa.
Some boys I knew.
Boys?
Well, not your kind. They've grown now.
How come you didn't wear your uniform up here? Like that Yankee captain, Grandpa.
I had a uniform in 1862. It was blue, almost as blue as the captain's.
Grandpa, you weren't a Yankee.
No. It was a militia uniform. That was all we had. And then when they mustered us into the regular army, we just went on wearing it until it wore out. After that, we wore whatever we could get a hold of.
I wouldn't have fought if they hadn't given me a uniform.
Oh, yes, you would. If you had a fight, it wouldn't matter what you had to wear.
Who are we waiting for, Grandpa?
Oh, a couple of old friends of mine. They were in the Armistice Brigade with me. They were here before. You boys, you go along. I want to wait just a little longer.
That evening, there were speeches welcoming everybody. I missed the first few, but towards evening, we sat with the remnants of Pickett's division to hear the governor.
The great and glorious deeds performed on this field will live forever. The dead are honored in an honor roll inscribed in the hearts of all who have heard of this event. President Lincoln said we must bind up the nation's wounds, and now we are one country.
Whose country?
The battle fought here was, in truth, part of a war which, like a great burning sword, cauterized the soul of America. And from this war, much good has come. North and South are now one nation, indivisible, united under one flag, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, that's all beans. I reckon Grandma could tell him something.
Your grandmother's dead, Bedford. She remembered too much. Sometimes a good memory does you no service.
How can you help remembering? You got holes in you to help you remember.
Holes? Maybe I fell on your great-grandfather's picket fence when I was courting your grandmother.
Maybe not, too. Maybe it was one of them damn Yankees.
Watch your language, boy. I remember what your mother said to you about coarse talk.
All that bull about being one country under one flag. It's their flag, not ours. Grandma said the red in it was Southern blood. She said that the Union fought the whole war just to make us give up our Negroes.
We never had no Negroes, did we, Grandpa?
No, we didn't.
Grandma said them Negroes happy the way they was.
She said the Union got fat eating off its own people.
Your grandmother said a lot. But her text was always the same.
She said you fought for all our...
Do you want to carry the graves home from here? Do you want to carry them inside the house and set them up there? It's just a celebration. It's something for a lot of old men who want to remember that once they were young and brave and maybe held the fate of their nation in their hands. It doesn't mean anything.
If it doesn't mean anything anymore, Grandpa, why'd you come back up here?
If it meant anything, Bedford, I don't reckon I could have stood to come back. It's like a picture in my mind. I see men and horses and cannon and bursts of black smoke in the air and on the field. And I see men falling. But I can't feel the sun at my back. And I can't feel the fear in my belly when I started out. I know my mouth was dry. It was so dry, I couldn't move my tongue. And my feet were cut and bleeding and wrapped up in pieces of tent cloth. But I can't feel the pain of the grass stubble underfoot. All I can feel is sorry for that boy. Sorry that he had to get himself hurt and hurt others in turn. I guess I feel sorry for all of them. But I can't get hold of the heat and the sweat. And I can't hope for the Confederacy. I can't hate and respect that goat-whiskered old stubborn man, Jeff Davis, anymore. All of it seems like a picture I once saw. And how much can you care about a picture? All I can remember is a boy, just a little older than Robert, running across that road, full of fear and thirst and the smoke and the uproar and the artillery and the rifle fire and then him being hit and fallen but still holding on to his rifle and crawling on until the smoke closed in all around him. But even that doesn't mean much. Because when I remember, it seems he was a boy cut out of paper like a doll. And when the mini balls punched through his paper guts, the paper boy lay down near a lot of other cutouts. Under a sun, painted on a blue canvas sky.
You were that boy.
I reckon so. I reckon so.
To talk about eye makeup, you have to talk to Maybelline, who practically invented beautiful eyes. Take Maybelline Ultra Lash Mascara with the exclusive duo taper brush. No mascara on the outside, but here, inside, where it touches only your lashes to make them long, longer, longest. Ultralash, the quality mascara, sensibly priced. Change from this to this with Ultralash by Maybelline.
My friend has the same terrible problem with her hair like I have. After shampooing, the comb gets stuck in the tangles.
Ow!
So I recommended Johnson's No More Tangles. Her mommy sprays it on.
And see? No more tangles.
Notice how manageable her hair stays now.
And shiny.
Johnson's No More Tangles. First cream rinse for children.
If you've got a debt problem, dial the girl with the nice figure. You'll find her in your friendly phone book under Pacific Plan.
You have an opportunity now to be the first man in history to become pregnant. You are on your way to being pregnant. Now, this gentleman has just swallowed a pill which possibly may make men pregnant. And what I would just like you to do, he swallowed this pill quite a while ago. I want you to feel his stomach and see if you feel any kicking. Go ahead. What's wrong?
And this is the kind of thing you do intend to put on TV.
The street people get in on the women's lib action on Hollywood Boulevard Tuesday night at 10:30 on Channel 5. The California primary on Tuesday, June 6th, is the high point of the nation's presidential primaries. Channel 5 will be covering the election returns from the time the polls close at 8, with on-the-scene results, in-studio discussions, and CBS special reports. Watch Channel 5's live coverage on Election 72, Tuesday, starting at 8.
Oh, come on over and rest a bit. Ah, Daddy, it's good to see you. Sure, I thought he caught up with both of you.
Well, I'll tell you, he's none too far off.
Especially in the early morning. Twilight and early light. I feel like one of them Greek heroes on the Happy Isles. Like my body was gone. Nothing left but what I look and think with.
Tell me, how are things up here, Denny?
All right, I guess. We got here yesterday, and the speeches had already started full tilt. I think today is the big day.
Well, today sure was the big day.
Hello, boys! This is my friend Michael Clinton. We were here together. And this would be Robert Edward Lee. That's him. And this is Nathan Bedford. Fine. Robert, this is Edward John Turner.
I'm sorry, I was fixing to do the honors.
All right. They're all right. I've been looking them over. They're all right, these boys, Denny.
They're just fine.
Well, that's enough of that. Come on, get us some breakfast.
Later, we walked by the Pennsylvania Memorial. We was just killing time until President Wilson would speak.
None of us ever got this far before. I guess we stopped down there a couple of hundred yards.
That's right. If you stand on one of these tablets, you can see the wall.
Do you want to take a walk down there?
Well, boys, how about some lemonade? Would you all like some lemonade?
Where do you get your uniform, Mr. Clinton? Did you ever wear it here before?
This uniform? Well, son,
his sister in Danville made it for him. Where none of us had any uniform the last time we was here.
I wouldn't have done no fighting if the hand gave me a uniform. What's the good of joining an army if they don't give you a uniform?
They gave us a kind of a uniform, Bedford. They gave us one that day. One we'll remember for the rest of our lives.
That's so, that is so. Well, come on. We'll take a look at the angle. Later we'll see Cemetery Ridge after the president speaks.
Maybe the boys would like to see where their country died.
You'd think he'd forget about that after all this time.
Hush, John. Maybe it doesn't seem so long ago to Michael. I expect he has something to remember.
Well, it surely was the worst way a man can get hurt. I remember him screaming all the way down through Maryland. I remember
the... Hush.
Huh?
The boys.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to say nothing.
We went on past the monument they call the High Water Mark, and there, right ahead of us was this little square of field. A few trees, a broken down rail fence running along one side of it. What was left of a stone wall straggled out to the fence. That was all there was.
I remember it as well as yesterday. Right out here, Captain Lansing was killed. And over here, George Crawford. He was on the other side of me. But we didn't stop. We went 3/4 of the way. Right out there. Right out there. I gave him my life.
Sure you did. Sure you did.
I gave it all. I was only 22. They got as much from me as if I was buried out there. Do you know what it's like going through life without... I never saw it from here. They say we covered that field there as far as you could see.
I expect we look like judgment on the way from up here.
I don't see nothing. That's just a pasture. Nothing but a pasture.
Hush up, Bedford. Hush up.
All the way up here to see a pasture and a fence with a couple of trees and a tiki rope.
You want to go back? I'm going to kick you all the way back to the tent if you don't hush up.
Having a good time, boys?
Good.
Good. Ralph Thompson, Arrangements Committee.
McKitchum.
How do you do, Mr. McKitchum?
Oh, of course. Private McKitchum. And them's your boys.
Pickett's division.
Good, good. Going to hear the president later on?
We intend to.
Good. Oh, say, in about an hour or so, the Pennsylvania veterans are going to present Pickett's division with an American flag right here. Lots of folks from all over, south and north. Lots of good people coming here to celebrate with you. And we thought if you fellas could get together and go on down by the Emmitsburg Road there and then kind of run back up towards this wall here and... maybe give us that good old rebel yell. Why, the crowds would just love it. This time, the Pennsylvania boys will greet you with open arms. This time, you can just imagine it. Pickett's charge all over again. You see that proud gray line moving forward, its banners waving in the wind. And we're going to set off some smoke bombs and rockets to make it seem more like old times.
You take Bedford and get back. If you see a Boy Scout or one of those soldiers, tell him to send down a stretcher here. Tell him to hurry.
Oh, he'll be all right. Probably just the heat and all the excitement. I'm sure there's nothing the matter with it.
You dog. You cur. Get out of my sight.
We never did get to hear the president. Bedford and I had some late lunch, and then he fell asleep in the hot, stuffy tent afterwards. I waited for Grandfather a long time, but he didn't come. The sun began slanting downward, and when supper time was near, I began to worry.
I sure wish I was home.
Soon, Bedford, soon.
This ain't no fun. And it don't mean nothing.
Means a lot, Bedford.
Oh, it don't mean nothing.
Someday you'll understand.
What is there to understand?
You go on to supper now.
Ain't you coming?
No. You go on ahead. I want to look for Grandpa. I found him my first try. The place we'd been, the place they called the Angle. My grandfather was looking at the long, deserted slope that flowed downward to the Emmitsburg Road. I got worried about you, Grandpa.
I'm sorry. After I left the hospital, I intended to come back to the tent.
How's Mr. Clinton?
Mr. Clinton is dead. Too much heat, too much excitement.
No, it wasn't. Did you tell him about the man?
I didn't tell them anything. They told us that Michael Clinton was dead. There was nothing we could tell them. So I came back here for one last look before time to go. We should have gone right on. Up Seminary Ridge and over. We should never have stopped.
Safeway Discount has a wide selection of all the famous national brands. And also Safeway's own S brand, such as Townhouse, which offers you the finest quality in fruits and vegetables and prepared foods. Once you try them, you'll always buy them. Townhouse soups offer you incomparable quality and flavor in a wide variety. When you buy Townhouse and other Safeway S brands, you can save on purchase after purchase, part of Safeway's discount with a difference.
When you're this little and this cute, happiness is a jolly jumper baby exerciser. Just because a baby is too young to walk doesn't mean he has to be cooped up in a crib all day. He can bounce and play and giggle and get lots of exercise. And that leaves you free to do your work around the house. Surely, you must know somebody who deserves a jolly jumper.
Goodbye, Bedford. Goodbye, Robert E. Goodbye, Denny. I'll be seeing you. We'll see you again.
You will. You surely will. God bless you all.
He sure was a mighty nice man. I'm sorry, Grandpa.
I expect he was ready. It comes to be that time, and then you get set for it.
It's beginning to rain.
Yes, it would.
Just past midnight. That means it's the 4th of July.
Hush up, Bedford. Can't you see he's trying to sleep?
You asleep, Grandpa?
No, I reckon I could sleep for 50 years.
Some of our elderly manage to get by. If there's one crying shame of this nation, it's our failure to protect the elderly who live on fixed incomes against these rising prices. I propose a 25% increase in the Social Security payment and the inclusion under Medicare of prescription drugs. As president, I will lift the income of the nation's elderly.
There is a difference. Vote for Hubert Humphrey.
KPIX, San Francisco.